It's Tuesday, January 28th, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Names and details released from a shooting homicide in Eau Claire last weekend. A survey says Wisconsin business leaders support tariffs on Chinese imports but are mostly split on tariffs for Canada and Mexico. Congressman Tom Tiffany talks about his support of tariffs proposed by President Donald Trump. And Senators Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin talk about working with the other side of the political aisle. Police release names and more details from a fatal shooting in Eau Claire early Saturday. 18-year-old Demarion Stogner of Eau Claire was the suspect in custody. Police said a 911 call reported the shooting just after 2 a.m. Saturday outside of a residence in the 2700 block of Western Avenue in Eau Claire. Officers responded, finding 21-year-old Andre Simmons with multiple gunshot wounds. Aid was given, but Simmons died at the scene. Stogner was quickly apprehended. He faces charges of first-degree intentional homicide, endangering safety with a dangerous weapon while under the influence, and misdemeanor bail jumping. A survey of Wisconsin businesses finds support for tariffs on China. That's according to the latest Wisconsin Employer Survey by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. 86% of respondents to the semi-annual survey support imposing tariffs on countries like China in response to unfair trade practices, but business leaders have concerns about other proposed tariffs. 44% support 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico, while 56% oppose. 73% support President Trump's plan to use tariffs as a negotiating tactic to slow illegal immigration. When asked how increasing tariffs would impact their business, 50% said it would have a negative effect, 26% said it would be positive, while 24% said it would have no impact. WMC surveyed 153 employers that make up a representative sample of its membership. At a listening session in Rice Lake on Monday, Congressman Tom Tiffany voiced his support for import tariffs proposed by President Donald Trump. Tiffany cited the incident over the weekend where the Colombian government blocked deportation flights from the U.S. and Trump threatening tariffs in response.
What did the Colombian president do? He caved in immediately because he knew this would harm their country deeply. And that's how President Trump uses tariffs. They're very strategic, very targeted, and ultimately, it's meant to benefit the American people, and that's how he uses them.
A survey by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Organization showed less than half of business leaders support tariffs and just over half oppose tariffs with USA's neighbors to the north and south, but nearly three out of four support tariffs as a negotiating tactic concerning illegal immigration. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants to cut Democrats out of the confirmation process for President Donald Trump's cabinet picks. Raymond Newport tells us more.
Speaking on WISN's Upfront on Sunday, the Wisconsin Republican said Democrats are dragging their heels.
If Democrats won't cooperate, allow these individuals who are going to be confirmed in a timely fashion, President Trump needs to get his team in place. And if that means recess appointments, that's the route we should take.
It took around 100 days for President Obama's and President Trump's first cabinets to be appointed and 50 days for President Biden. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's ready to work with Republicans. Bob Haig has a story.
The Wisconsin Democrat, who won a third term in November, says she looks forward to meeting with Republican colleagues.
I like to sit down with the new Republican members of the Senate. And in fact, we're scheduling those meetings now. They're going to begin very shortly.
Issues to address include the bipartisan border bill, which Baldwin says was tanked by politics in the last Congress.
And I don't have to rehash that now. But now that the election is over, let's bring that back up and pass it.
Baldwin also hopes to address child care and housing costs and defend Social Security and Medicare. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.